This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati-based Reverend Derek Terry appeared on The OWN Network's Iyanla, Fix My Life, again over the weekend. This was a follow-up appearance for Terry, who was first on the show a few years back. This series centers around a personal life coach who works to address people's pressing issues. And Terry was invited back for a special Where Are They Now segment. Back in 2015, Terry came out as gay to a national audience on this show. He's a reverend at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Pleasant Ridge, where he leads a congregation committed to social justice and acceptance of people. And joining Cincinnati Edition now live in the studio is Reverend Derek Terry. Derek, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm a huge fan.
Appreciate that. Glad that you listened to us, and thank you for taking the time to come and talk about your experience here. So the show, Iyanla on OWN, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network. I'm sorry, I messed up your video over there.
You're all good.
This show had you on a few years ago, and now it's had you back over the weekend. The question they were asking is, where are you now? So let me ask you, where are you now?
Where am I now?
After all those years ago and the conversation that you had on national TV.
I am happy, healthy, safe. I'm at St. Peter's UCC in Pleasant Ridge, Cincinnati. I'm in a really, really positive place.
Well, tell us, or maybe remind us, the listeners, of your experience on this show several years ago. This is where you came out as a gay person.
So 5 years ago, on the Oprah Winfrey Network, it was actually almost 5 years ago, to the date. We started filming in March, came out to a community, my community. So old teachers, people in my church that I grew up with, my grandparents, friends, aunts, uncles. I was out in pockets to, you know, friends, certain people, but not the greater community as a whole. And so 4 days with Iyanla Van Zandt, who I had read her books and followed her for years, came out to my mother and father and sister first, and then to the community the very last day of filming.
So was this show here not just to document your journey, but to encourage you or to help you navigate that?
The idea was to address in the Black church clergy that didn't feel they could live their truth. And so originally there were supposed to be 6 Black ministers who come out. People quit. They were afraid. The day before we started filming, there were going to be 3 of us, and one more backed out. And so it ended up just being 2 of us to address this topic. And so not just for us, I wanted a better relationship with my family, but it was also for the community as a whole.
What do you think was the motivation behind those individuals who decided not to participate in that story?
They were petrified.
What are they petrified of? What do you know about, you know, the community well, growing up in the Black church and being a preacher now yourself? What is the fear based on?
The fear is based on God doesn't love me. God doesn't like me. The fear is based on what are people going to say if I'm out. The church, I contend that the church really doesn't care if people are gay. The church doesn't want you to be proud of that or out in that, some churches. And so a lot of people, it was just that fear of the unknown. What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my job? What's going to happen to the community? So yeah, it's a real fear.
Okay, so talk about how now, as a reverend, you are able to reconcile your Christian faith with being gay, because obviously it does seem like there are large swaths, not just in the Black community.
Absolutely.
But in the Christian community overall, the evangelical population, they cannot always reconcile faith with homosexuality. How were you able to do that?
God is love all the time, every time. What I always tell people, and people tell me, oh, but you're wrong, and you're this, and you're that, and even if I am, it's not another human who's going to condone or condemn what I do. It's God. And I'm going to meet a forgiving God. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But if God is love and God made me wonderfully in his image, then I don't believe that God would want me to hate myself, to look down on myself, and to live a lie.
We'll talk about your congregation there in Pleasant Ridge. How does this attract them into the flock? Because this is obviously a big message that you speak on.
I have the most awesome congregation in the entire world. We're extremely diverse. It's an eclectic group. We're weird. We're kooky. But we love each other. The church has been there since 1876. I'm the first black pastor, the first openly gay pastor. And it's just a really safe place. I've always wanted to pastor the type of church that I would attend if I were a member. And it's just a really warm, loving, we're not necessarily a gay church. There are lots of straight people, but there are gay people, there are black people, there are white people, there are young plus, Republican, Democrat. We're really just a family trying to practice the love of Christ.
And so you're obviously very comfortable in your own skin now, being Absolutely. Yourself and preaching there. And I was hoping that you would share a story that you wrote around the time that you appeared on the OWN Network. I keep saying OWN Network. I guess that's like saying pen number, but the Oprah Winfrey Network with the show. You wrote about this tragedy that you were close to that pushed you to start to accept yourself and to become more public. And you wrote a piece for Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that you would read a little bit of that for us now.
Absolutely. 5 years ago, so this was 5 years ago, so it's 10 years ago now, I guess, on a crisp October morning, one Sunday, I donned my robe and walked from my office towards the sanctuary, prepared to start service. En route, one of the members of my church informed me that my favorite childhood pastor was just found dead in his home. None of his current church members had seen or heard from him for a week, so someone went to check on him and found him lying on his living room floor. Days later, two young men were charged with robbing, stabbing, and beating him. After assaulting him, they left him on his floor half-dressed, stole his car, emptied his bank account. According to investigators, he died at the hands of two young, quote, gay-for-pay thugs, informed police that when they left him, he was alive on the floor, audibly praying. That morning, I was convinced that my beloved former pastor died a tragic death, not because he was gay, but because a church that he served demanded that clergy not be gay or condone the gay lifestyle. Although at that point in my life, I had not yet accepted the truth of my own homosexuality, I did acknowledge that there were times throughout my development when I questioned, considered, and thought that I might be gay.
And so taking into account that terrible tragedy that impacted that pastor, how did the church community talk about the issues surrounding his death?
Even to this day, I'm no longer in that denomination, but even to this day, it's whispered. It's even among his family, it's as if he weren't gay, or as if he weren't same-gender loving, as if the issue was, of course, tragic. And so it's really, really, really sad. And that is not the life that he deserved. That's not the death that he deserved. And he was, I think, at the time in his 40s, maybe early 50s. And that really helped me to reconcile, this is not the life that I deserve or I want to live.
And so how do you broach these topics, or how would you, I guess, offer advice to other congregations in predominantly black communities to start having these conversations? How do you stress whether they're important?
What I always tell people is Jesus is on the side of the oppressed. When Jesus was killed, Jesus was a Palestinian Jew murdered in mob violence at the hands of the Roman majority. And so if you claim to be Christian, you must stand by those crucified peoples of the world, those people that are marginalized, that are on the periphery, that are forgotten, that other people ignore. That's where Jesus was, and that's where Jesus stood. And so we have to constantly call to question, who am I in the story? Am I standing with those that are being forgotten, or am I standing as one who is criticizing, critiquing, and lynching or crucifying someone else?
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're joined now by Reverend Derek Terry. He's a pastor at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Pleasant Ridge. He was recently on OWN program, Ianla Fix My Life. This is his second appearance to talk about his coming out as gay process. And Reverend, your audience is much bigger than the one that sits in the church every week. You've got about 184,000 followers on your Facebook page. Who are these people who are following you? What is your message that you're sharing with them that has attracted so many people to hear you?
It's very interesting. They are church people. They are students. I get a lot of students. I go to a lot of colleges and talk. This is about living your truth. There are parents who have said negative stuff to their kids, and they're trying to figure out how do they fix that. There are kids trying to figure out how do they come out to their parents. There are adults who live in really small rural communities, and they're the only person that they know who's gay. There are people who ask me to perform their marriage because where they live, there's no minister that will do it. So
you're talking about like a same-sex marriage.
Same-sex marriage, yeah. So I fly out and perform marriages. It's I call them my online congregation, my online community. It's really, it was a pleasant surprise because I do get a lot of hate and negativity, but the positivity way outweighed the hate.
You were also featured back in 2016 on a CNN series called Great Big Story, and it explored some of these similar topics. So I'm wondering why you think you're tapped so frequently, even by us, to talk a little bit about these issues. Does it go back to what you were saying about the number of ministers that dropped out of the original broadcast, that there's really just not a lot of people like you with your situation and your experience?
I think it goes back to that. And then I also think there's something that happens when you come out in front of a million people on television. You just, it's just a level of, I don't know if it's insanity or bravery, that you're just willing to be exposed. And that's part of the way I preach and part of how I approach life is just I'm an open book, and I'm willing to not get it right. I'm willing to be wrong. I'm willing to be really vulnerable if it helps someone else not take negative paths that I've seen other people take.
So we talked a little bit about talking to Christian-identifying people about gay issues. I want to ask in our last minute together on the flip side of that, what do you say to gay people who have walked away from religion over concerns of bigotry that maybe they've experienced firsthand or read about or learned about? Do you make any effort at all to reach out to gay people who might be served well back in the flock?
One of the things I always say is that people need, require, desire different things from God or whoever you call God. And so to the community who tell me you shouldn't be Christian because of what the Christian church has done to gay people, I just talk about my experience and what I found and the healing and the acceptance that I found. People read the Bible and you can find all kinds of stuff in there, incest and rape and justification for all kinds of bad behavior. But I find love, I find peace, I find joy, I find hope, I find justice. And if people are willing to explore that with me, I help them find it, even if it's not in Christianity.
Reverend Derek Terry, of St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Pleasant Ridge. He's been our guest, just featured on the Oprah Winfrey Network's Yonla Fix My Life program. You can stream that, I understand, on the app.
There's an own app. And yeah, it's on the own app.
All right. Well, we'll look for that. We appreciate you being here, Reverend. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks.